Turn now to NBC's justice correspondent Pete Williams. He's been talking to his law enforcement sources throughout the night. And Pete, what are you hearing?
Well, they say that they still don't know what led Saeed Farouk and his wife to carry out such a brutal and deadly attack, Matt. Authorities say it was clearly well planned. Not only were the two heavily armed, they also had prepared and brought some homemade bombs. At least three of those devices have been found, though none of them apparently went off in the attack. Federal officials say a check of Customs and Border Protection records shows that Farouk recently traveled to Saudi Arabia, but authorities believe at this point that trip was a religious one, the Hajj, or the pilgrimage that devout Muslims are required to make at one point during their lives. But as for the motive, investigators say they'll look through the couple's computers and other electronic devices looking for clues. They'll carefully examine Farouk's employment records. They'll talk to his co-workers to see if that can shed any light. Authorities say some people who knew Farouk told them his personality began to change 6 months ago. But this morning, investigators cannot say what this attack was. Was it a workplace dispute that spun so strangely out of control? Was it jihadist-inspired terrorism, or was it some combination of the two? Matt?
Yeah, but Pete, I've known you for years and years. You're one of the most careful journalists I've ever met. You have to think that at this moment, it's looking less and less like any kind of simple workplace dispute and more like the nightmare we've all been fearing, someone blending into our society and carefully plotting out some kind of attack.
It certainly does. And that is why I think that they're so much puzzled by trying to find an explanation. They can't interview the people who were involved in the shooting. Both of the gunmen are dead, the man and the woman. So now they have to see if there's some other indication. Did they leave some message on social media? Is there something in their computers? No one that they've talked to yet can give an explanation.
Pete Williams. Pete, thank you very much.